everybody. Welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada. We are stand-up comedians.
Stand-up comedians that are currently jobless because of the coronavirus.
We're finally going to be the doctors our mothers wanted us to be.
Is there anything that we don't know?
A lot, actually. We have a lot of questions. We have a lot of answers.
All of them wrong.
But we do have access to...
Google.
And a vet.
Oh, yeah. My mom's a vet. She knows some stuff. We have to do this.
So every once in a while, we're going to invite her on. No, we don't. We're going to actually use this. Welcome to Two Non-Doctors.
Hi, welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
Just me, like, yeah.
Just trying to control your hair. But like, it's like, it doesn't want to be controlled. It's like having a kitten. It's like, you're like, I'm trying.
Yeah, I want what's best for you, but I don't know if you want what's best for you. Which is funny because this little Bosley, I'm still at my friend's place, is just passed out by my feet. And I feel like I have a guard cat. Like, I just feel so protected.
Is she jealous at all about how much this cat is attached to you?
No. Well, you also understand she has two kids and they're at their father's right now. But before that, they took turns of having Bosley in their room. So like, she got this cat and she like never saw it again. So she's just kind of like, she's almost waiting for me because there'll be like 2 days where she's like, she doesn't have her kids and she doesn't have me. And then she'll be like, ah, my cat. But she even asked, she was like, do you want Bosley in your room tonight? And I was like, I do.
Yes.
I do some lunch.
Thank you.
But I'm like a third kid. I'm just like, I was like, Devin got it last week.
Like, I know.
Why can't I have the cat?
I guess I'm just used to you. You might be, maybe you're the only like possessive cat owner, you know? Like,
I mean, I definitely want my cats to get along with other people, but it's, you know what? It's the snuggles. It's snuggle time. Like, you can play with my cat, but like when they're being super snuggly. Oh, the other thing is he's very generous with his snuggles. Like, Abs is like limited with his snuggles.
He's so like, that okay, might be why. All right, I'm
out. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, you got the one snuggle for the day. So I think it might be scarcity. Snuggle okay. Scarcity.
Yeah.
It's a term.
I like it. I think that could be a term.
Thank you so much. Your hair looks perfect. Did you get it cut? Did you do
something? A while ago. It's just like the first good like day I've had. Like,
since after the growth.
I think what I was trying to do was part it down the middle like the cool kids, but I'm just not a middle parter. Like, I can't do it. And so I was like, I'm not going to fight my hair's instincts anymore. And so now it's just like, I feel good about it again.
Yeah. I have a natural middle part. I mean, can't tell with the chaos that's happening right now. So I just don't fight. I think it's so funny that things like side parts and middle parts come in and out. And I'm like, I just wait for my time.
Oh, like, that's with you with everything. You're like, I'm going to wear flare jeans till they're back. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to wear boots until they're cool. I'm going to wear, oh, crop tops are back. That's fun. I had one from 20 years ago. Let's find that. Let's just find that. The other thing is, it's like trends don't take into account that my body has stayed the same. You know what I mean? I'm still short. I'm still stocky. I still, you know, I have a bit of a chest. Like, I can't go with it. Like, I don't really have a torso. So this high rise situation, like, there's just some stuff that are never going to look good on me. I don't care if it looks good on other people. It's not for me. And I'm not going to pretend it is. So that's also some of it where it's just like the same way that, like, if you know yourself, your personality doesn't shift in the wind of whoever you're around. I feel the same way with outfits. I just love this little guy.
Oh, I love how you turned unfashionable into like a personality, like a good personality.
Like a strong personality. Thank you so much.
I just know who I am.
I just know who I am. And I don't shift with the wind because somebody in fucking Milan decided that this is the new trend. No, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm never not going to have this short torso. I'm never not going to be a short, stocky person. You cannot just, and that's the thing that makes me crazy, because eventually they just stop making your jeans and you're like, no, I need those.
I love those.
And I think that's why like thrifting and thrift shops and ThredUp and all these thrifting things come into vogue, because people are like, hey, this is not whatever my hair's doing, but this is like, that's like, you can't just take these jeans away from me. They're the only ones that look good on me. Like, no. And so now I'm on ThreadUp looking for jeans that were fashionable 10 years ago. And
what jeans are you looking for? Like skinny jeans?
Low rise.
Oh, okay.
I can do medium rise, but high rise, man, I don't know. Like, and what's crazy is I see high rise on some people and I'm like, you look incredible. But then I put it on and I just feel like I have like a denim diaper. Like, it's just like, I just feel like I have all this extra fabric and like, no matter where I stand or sit, it just like comes up. It's a bra now. Like, I just,
my issue with high rise, and I do love them and I'm wearing a pair now, is that like my hips are so significantly, and like, this is, it seems like a humble brag, but it's a problem. It's like my waist is so much smaller than my hips. Like,
yeah.
So basically I'll put them on and it'll just be like a, like it'll fit my butt perfectly, but my waist, like there's all this extra room, like too much. No,
you
for
can
a belt.
Put like your phone in there. It becomes like a fanny pack. You're like, there's an animal, there's some snacks. Like,
yeah, and that's why I can't do jumpers, because like the top part of me is a totally different size than the bottom part of me. Like, oh, I'm small on top and like an extra large on bottom.
That's what I've always felt with like swimsuits. And finally they started making them where you can buy the top different from the bottom. But remember when you had to like buy it together, you're like, hey, 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 we're not all small here. Yeah. Like, not every part of this is small. But I don't know. I do also think I'm going to be that old person that dresses too young, because nothing is also preventing me from that growth in maturity and what I dress. I mean, I'm wearing like a tie-dye t-shirt dress from Target that I'm sure was in a kid's section, but like,
yeah,
you know, I don't have an office, because I feel like the office takes you have to like dress a little bit more adult. Not that you dress that way outside of work, but it does. And then there's kids and PTA.
I just
and, like,
don't know if there will be a distinction anymore. It just feels like everyone's wearing whatever they want. And offices, I don't know if you've ever been to like a creative office in the past 10 years. They've changed a lot. Like, it's just like they have pool tables and like thinking rooms. And like, I mean, not even just creative offices. A lot of offices are just like playgrounds for their employees.
I get that. And I do think the dress code is loosened significantly, but you know, there's still a social pressure. You know what I mean? Like, depending on the, maybe you can go to Ripped Jeans and have Beavis and Butthead on your t-shirt. I don't know, but there still is, unless this is like a skateboarding company, you know, I don't know. There's still some social pressure if you're picking your kids up from school, if you're, you know what I mean? If you're going to a job and I don't have that. I mean, the only social pressure I have in comedy is to not wear shorts, but I wear dresses now.
There's me and a comedian who, like, she was my age, but she had a teenage daughter and she was my height. Like, I think she was Cuban. And then some guy thought that, like, because my hair was blown out and I looked like a news anchor, and she had like suspenders on and like a backpack and her daughter's like headband. So, like, they thought, the guy thought that I was the mom and she was the daughter. I was like, wait, sorry. What? Like, she was older than me. But she just dressed like her teenager, maybe because it was just easier and that stuff was around.
Oh,
but
yeah, you're the same size.
And we're just obviously stunted. But I went to one office where they, like, on a Friday, if you left for the day, they like took lighters and, like, you know, in concerts when they like hold fire up.
Yeah, yeah, for like a sad song.
They did that for you on your way out. But I'm like, what a passive aggressive way of taking note of when people leave.
Yeah, yeah. Can't sneak out of the office because somebody is like slow songing lighter you.
Yeah.
You know, also there, I feel like there's a security guard that's like, I don't want to do this.
This is not what I want to be doing. To do this. The person leaving also doesn't like, it's a good way to make people stay late, I guess.
Yeah, sneak out. I don't know. Yeah. And I, as somebody that hasn't worked in an office and God, 16 years over, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if I've been in that many, especially with Zoom now. Like, I don't even go into like studios or anything. Like, I haven't been in a professional setting in so long.
I think a lot of people have. I mean, I remember when coffee shops used to be empty during the day, during the week.
Yeah.
I'm so bitter about that. Like, now I'm hanging out working. I hate that.
Remember when we would go to the movies? We'd go to the movies at like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday and we'd be like, ah, the best part about being a comic. And now you go and you're like, Hey, get a job.
What are you all doing here? Fuck off.
What is like, this?
Yeah. Cause like, yeah. Cause especially with misophonia, I want to go when there's no one there. And then now it's just, there's no hours anymore. I wonder if that's like helped with traffic, like rush hour.
You would think. You would think. No, it's actually just made traffic more unpredictable. Because I think everybody's like, oh, go when nobody's going. And like, because there is no constructed time of like, everybody has to work, be at work at 9 and everybody leaves at 5. But now like, they'll be like, for no reason, they'll be like 10 p.m. traffic. And you're like, what?
Why? Why? What is going on?
I didn't factor this in. You'll be proud of me. I went to the beach yesterday. I went in the water.
Whoa.
I know. It mostly out of pressure. Everybody was in the water.
Is it bay water or is it ocean water?
It's ocean water. And it was actually really warm. And I saw dolphins. It was a big day yesterday. Wow. I saw dolphins. Somebody spotted a baby shark. It wasn't a big shark, but somebody did spot a baby shark because shark attacks are on the rise.
Oh, here. They say because of climate change. Like there's shark attacks happening in New York.
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't been to the beach in New York.
Well, don't.
A while. I mean, I would just be so mad at somebody that really doesn't go in the water and really doesn't go to the beach, and that's when I get attacked. I'm like, I told you, I was safe. Just peer pressured me into fucking doing this shit. But I went in the water. It was nice. I saw like some whatever. And then we my friend Danny likes this creek not too far from her house, so we went to the creek. I didn't go in the water that time. I just watched her look for hermit crabs.
No, creeks are gross. I used to do that when I was little. I don't want anything to do with the creek. But wait, when you were in the water in the ocean, you said that you saw a baby shark while you were in the water?
I didn't see a baby shark. So I was in the water for like a while, maybe let's say like a half hour. Then we got out because that's about I was like, that's enough water. But there were people like over there maybe an hour later and they saw a baby shark. Like they weren't making a big deal of it, but they were like, let's get out just in case he has a big appetite.
Just in case the mom shark is like, where's my baby shark?
And yeah, okay, where's my baby?
A bunch of feet.
Yeah. I told you to pick up some bread. Like, why are you over there fraternizing? And then in the way distance, we saw a bunch of dolphins. Like it was pretty cool because every time I come here, my friend's always trying to show me a spot where there's dolphins and I've never seen them, but it was like a pack of dolphins doing their little dolphin thing. And we saw them a bunch. And they were pretty close. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I felt like I was 10 with those trapper keepers with like dolphins and different colors on them. Like I felt real 10-year-old trapper keeper vibes. There is just a little part of you that as soon as you see like a dolphin, you're like, this is so cool.
It is so cool. What show was I watching? Did I make you watch White Lotus?
We watched like a couple of episodes and I enjoyed it enough to watch it with you, but I didn't continue it after you left. It didn't pull me in.
Okay. Well, I mean, he just has like kind of a moment with some dolphins, like one of the characters. It's not a big deal, but everyone loves a dolphin.
Yeah. I don't know how you, but I don't love it. Like there was a woman that worked for my mom when I was in elementary school that had a dolphin tattooed on her stomach and then she got pregnant. And everybody was making whale jokes. They're like, that dolphin is never going to be a dolphin again. like they were trying to tell like every like, you know, like trick. They're like, put oil on it and, you know, try to hold it down. Like it literally it was just like, everybody was like, why would you ever get a tattoo on your stomach? And then I've seen so many, like, remember like you would go to the aquarium and every girl got like a dolphin necklace. Like there's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like cats and dolphins. We're very like, we need them. They're all babies.
Yeah. I wish there was like, there's probably like photos online you can see of like post pregnancy tattoos on stomachs. Cause that was always like in high school, people would be like, I want to get a tattoo on my stomach. Then somebody else would be like, that's dumb because if you're pregnant, it'll like get really big and then it will be all weird looking. And so I want to see who is right.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the only warning. Like everything else, everybody can go fuck themselves. But I do have to say, like, if you have any inkling that you think you want to get pregnant, I would not put it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pierce all you want. You can take those out. Pierce, pierce, pierce.
Pierce
fun,
what?
Fun, fun.
Oh, like the belly button.
Okay. Yeah, just go all the way around. Piercing. Have like Yeah, 19, just like a circle around your belly button. I don't know. I'm not going to judge you.
My stomach's got a chain link fence.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's been nice to be in nature. I mean, it's been raining a lot. Somebody was just like, oh, way to go to Florida during hurricane season. And I turned to my friend Danny. I was like, am I here during hurricane season? She's like, it's all hurricane season. Like,
yeah.
She's like, there's like 2 months that's not hurricane season here. I was like, yeah. Like, I get so mad sometimes at comments where I was like, you don't know. It's never a good idea to be here.
I thought hurricane season was October. Like, whenever you go, someone's going to say it's hurricane season. Because I thought it was in October. It's August. Of course you're going to Florida.
Yeah, but then also depending, because her area, like, she's more in the panhandle. So I think hurricane season's different for panhandle than it is for like Tampa or something. Okay. So that's the other thing. So, I mean, it's been fine. And even when it does rain, like, we were on the beach and it rained, but then it stopped. But even when it does rain, it's pretty quick. It's like, yeah, a downpour. And then it's like, sorry, just got upset about something.
Yeah, I remember that in Miami. It would be like, we're done. And you're like, really? Yeah. Here's a rainbow. You're like,
sorry about that.
Miami's magical. I love Miami.
I was actually telling a bunch of her friends that, because the first time we went to the beach, like, she picked me up from the airport. We hung out a little bit, and then we met them for like the sunset. And I just wore leggings and sneakers, and so everybody's like beached out, and I'm in a picture looking like the chaperone somehow. But I remember when I was opening for Hurry Kundabolu, we were in Miami, and he goes, I just want to see the beach. He's like, I've never seen it. I was like, sure. So we go, but we're wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and we're walking. And I was like, dude, we look like undercover cops. Like, everybody, because it's not just bathing suits. They're like half naked. It's like thongs and like nipple covers. And we are in jeans and a t-shirt. Like, legit looked like, hey, what is that? All right. Yeah. You can do that.
You're just blowing whistles at people. They're like, why?
Hey.
It's like a whistle.
Yeah. We have no authority. We're off duty.
We're comedians. We're totally worthless.
Come to our show. When you put pants on, come to our show. Should we do announcements?
Sure.
Thank you to all our patrons, everybody that supports us. You guys are lovely. If you don't know, by joining our Patreon, you can get weekly bonuses. You can get monthly bonuses. You can get stickers. You can become a Google guest. You can control our Googles. You can get my book. You can get Maria's album. You can get my albums. There's so many fun benefits to supporting our podcast. And you can do all of that at patreon.com/2nondoctors. That's the number 2, forward doctors.
Yes. And you can follow us on social media. Find us on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook at 2nondoctors. It's the number 2, full word doctors. And then you can find us on Instagram at 2nondrs. If you have time and you're feeling kind, you can leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps us out a lot. We get seen, we love it, we share it, and it makes our day. And I think just follow me on the socials as well. I don't think I'm going to announce any shows, because I'm basically in London, except for Barcelona. I'll be there September 9th and 10th, but I'm in London otherwise. And so follow me on at Maria Shahada, like, on everything, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram.
Find her. By the time this comes out, pre-sales for my album special should be out. So it's the Ghost of Academic Future. So you can pre-buy my album, and then the full special comes out free on YouTube September 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But the best way to support me is to buy the album and listen to it as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And I have tour dates. I should probably tell people. When this comes out, I've already left San Francisco. Okay. LA. I'll be in LA August 30th. I will be in San Diego August 31st. Then I just booked Scarsdale, New York, September 10th. And I'll be in Long Island September 24th and 25th, but also right outside of Denver, Greenwood Village, Colorado. I want to say the 15th, 17th, I'm in San Antonio, Texas. And the 18th, I am in Phoenix, Arizona. All that is at LizMealy.com. I knew I had things.
Yeah, you did.
Happening. Okay. Googles.
Yeah.
Google. Googles. Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah, I Googled, like, why am I so, like, why do I feel more thirsty after I drink water?
Really?
Like, I don't know why. And especially sometimes when it's cold water. But, like, I had two small glasses of water because I was really thirsty when I was at a show the other day. And then it, like, I was so much more thirsty. Like, it was, like, hurting my throat. I was like, oh, you know what I mean? And I was like, I don't get it. And it happens a lot. Like, I can't get hydrated. And they say that's a sign of diabetes, but I've been tested for diabetes. I don't have diabetes.
I was going to say electrolytes. Like, you're maybe, especially because you do hot yoga. My first guess was you need electrolytes.
Okay. That's an excellent guess.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Well, I'm not really Dr. Mealy. That was amazing. Cause like what happens is you sweat out a lot of the electrolytes and fluids.
It's been really hot there and you do hot yoga.
Yeah.
And you've been doing, you know, I just
boxing
feel like that comment
fuck me up. Like, I had no
idea. Yeah.
So if you drink a lot of plain water without the electrolytes, we just sweat it out. And then it can actually like flush out even more electrolytes and be dangerous. So it's like, not only you're not replenishing, you're further removing what's there. So this article for some reason says, rather than guzzling water, you should guzzle sports drinks, but those are like loaded with sugar, which they do mention, but I just don't think you should drink sports drinks at all. Just coconut water. I suppose I should just drink that.
I have a solution.
Huh?
I have a solution.
Okay.
I've been doing it for like a month and a half. I've been very excited about it. It's these electrolyte packets. You can get ones that are sugar-free and they're like 10 calories. So like, even if you're like intermittent fasting, you can still use them. I found them at Whole Foods. I found another brand my friend told me called LMNT. I don't know if they come to the UK, but regardless, you can find sugar-free electrolytes. You just put them in your water. And I've been starting my morning like that. And it's been a game changer.
Really?
Genuinely.
Okay.
Genuinely. So zero calories. And it's like, I mean, sorry, 10 calories, zero sugars. And you just throw it in like a 16-ounce thing of water. And they're pretty good.
Great. That sounds good. I will look into that after with the podcast.
Yeah.
Also, it takes time for your body to hydrate. And if you become dehydrated, even when you're drinking a lot of water, after drinking water, fluids initially enter our circulatory system. From there, fluid is partitioned out into other body tissues, which will temporarily drop the fluid content in our circulation. So even if you drink a large quantity of water, more may be needed to ensure proper rehydration. So that's crazy.
Yeah. It just takes so long.
Yeah. So I was like, I feel like I need to like offset this water with more water. Like, I just felt like having two glasses of water was worse. And then adding more was what I needed to do. Have you ever made something with tahini?
Yeah.
So you know how like if you put a couple drops of like liquid into tahini, it will like seize it all and it becomes a paste. And then you have to keep adding more before it loosens up and becomes a sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's what our organs do.
Well, all this kind of made me think of like when people drink too much and they do an IV, because it's like, I need water now.
Yeah. Just right into the bloodstream. Yeah.
But you have tahini. You have a tahini body.
My teeny tahini body.
Yeah.
My next book.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, it's interesting because I really wish I mean, I drank Gatorade and all that stuff when I did marathons, but again, you're right. It's a lot of sugar and I just feel like it's unnecessary. And also, I never really liked Gatorade. I like these electrolyte packets. Like, I like the way they taste, and I do feel it's like been a really cool way to start my day where I feel, cause like the other ways I've been trying to start my day is like drinking a whole glass of water, which is just like, I'm forcing myself to do it. Or like the, apple cider vinegar and water, which is a horrible way to start your day. Like, it hurts my stomach. God. It tastes like butt. So like, this has been like this happy medium of like, it tastes good and I'm doing something good for my body.
It tastes like butt is such a 90s phrase that you've just had in your rapport for like,
you know, what's actually years. Really funny about it is it's such an, like, it is like, I've said it since I was like nine, but also now that people are eating ass, like it's just, now it sounds very revealing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, here was something that was like silly, and now people are like, oh, you know, maybe you enjoy
it. So you know what? Yeah. I'm not shaming you for that at all.
Maybe it tastes like butt is actually a compliment. Like maybe that's like, it tastes really, it tastes good. It tastes like butt.
Right. Now you have to like start specifying what butt it tastes like.
Yeah. Like a bad butt. It's a bad butt.
It tastes like bad butt.
And you're like, ooh, like a bad bitch. And you're like, no, God, no. Just read my words.
I like fresh coconuts, but those are a pain in the ass to like open.
Like I do worst. Like coconut water too. I think
they're so good, but like not like coconut water that comes in a
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fresh coconut water.
Is that the most electrolyte-y or is just the thing you like the best?
It's tastiest and it's electrolyte-y.
Ooh, coconuts. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've also learned from marathon running that like you can drink too much water. Like that's like a whole thing where people are like, yeah, you can drink so much water, you die. And you're like, come on, guys.
It's more like when I found out Brazil nuts could kill me. Like what? Like, why is it in nature?
Or the fact that like you could be eating healthy and they're like, yeah, you're actually hurting your body. And you're like, I can't.
No, there's no winning. I'm just going to have McDonald's and enjoy it.
Ugh, it's so annoying. Okay. What was my Google? Oh, my Google is, do allergy tests pick up food intolerances? I'm just watching this cat destroy my friend's desk. Okay, so I did the elimination diet for 6 weeks and I slowly added stuff back. So I added back eggs. I feel decent on eggs. I think eggs is fine. Tried caffeine. I think caffeine's okay, but I probably should do it in moderation just because might be nice to my bladder. And we all know that can make you pee more. Dairy, not fun. I mean, it was fun. It was fun to add it back in because I loved everything that I was eating, but my body was like, no, thank you. Just like pregnant, bloated, carrying a baby of dairy. Like it was awful. And it's funny because all the other ones, when I tested it, I was like, you're supposed to test it like 2 meals a day, 3 days in a row. But like you do it twice in a day, you kind of like, my body hates this. But dairy, I was like, we should try it again. Let's just find out.
Like, yeah.
What else did I tried corn. That was horrible. I feel bad. I've just been like a little bit of a gassy mess around my friend. like, I'm doing all my experimenting around my best friend. Like, horrible.
That's why she
horrible...
put you and the cat in this room until you both grow
exactly.
up.
Exactly. She's like, you guys can fart over here. I had this rice dish, although it might be the restaurant, because there was another woman we all went out to dinner with, and she said it was the most upset her stomach was. And I was just like, my belly was like heart. And I feel like the only thing I changed is the rice. Like everything else seemed normal. But again, you don't know what people put in. I got a bip and bop. I love them okay. so much.
And wait, I had so a this restaurant was where you had your dairy?
No, so I went past dairy. I already know I can't have dairy and I cut dairy back out.
Okay.
I just wanted to try it because I cut out all grains and I was like, I was eating a ton of rice. So I don't know if it's, I have to try it again because I don't know. I should just have plain rice because I had rice. I had the spicy sauce. I had, you know, all these other vegetables, some that I don't normally have because it was at a Korean place. The other woman was having gastral distress. So it could
was
just be something.
It was spicy though, right?
But I was light about it. But yeah, I think it could have, my whole body could be mad. But yeah, I have to try rice again. Okay. So anyway, this is the thing though, is that, you know, I did this whole thing. I'm slowly finding things out, but there's a difference between an allergy and an intolerance. So I don't have celiac. I know that I've tested twice, but I probably do have a gluten intolerance and I don't feel like I was lactose intolerant before, but clearly when you, the weird thing about dairy is when you cut it out, it messes
you
with your
tolerating
enzyme.
It.
Yeah. So the dairy's not a good example, but let's just say eggs. Like I could not have an allergy to eggs, but I could have an intolerance to eggs. But so I was just trying to figure out, like, the same way you do this kind of prick test, or there's all these different tests you can do for allergies. Can they find out about intolerances, or is it just the elimination diet and you have to deduce it for yourself? And they basically kind of said there is no real reliable test for intolerances. It really is this elimination diet thing, which is also really confusing because if you have leaky gut, it can come up that you're allergic or intolerant to something, but really it's just the fact that you're eating it and it's going into your bloodstream. And if you heal your gut, fix that, and then start eating it, it's not going into your bloodstream. Therefore, your body's not attacking it. Like, it might only be attacking it because it's leaking into areas it shouldn't be leaking in. So that's also confusing too, is that, like, that's why some people will have an allergy they've never had before, or that's sometimes why an allergy will go away, is they heal their system. Therefore, their body isn't attacking this thing. But they basically said a blood test can measure your immune system response to particular foods by measuring the allergy-related antibody known as immunoglobulin, IgE. And so you can find out a little bit that if you have an allergy or if your body's just reacting to it. But I just find it really upsetting that, like, I don't think I have full-blown allergies to a lot of things, but I do have a lot of, like, no thank yous, like a lot of intolerance, like a little no thanks. So I don't know. But I will say my stomach has been unhappy. Like, my stomach was, it's, you can't do the elimination diet forever. It's just not smart. But as I add stuff back, I'm like, am I intolerant to everything? Or is it just that my body is upset with me?
It seems like it. So, but I mean, so like no dairy, and then it didn't hurt again until you put rice or Korean food into your system, which I swear is probably just the spice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try rice again on its own.
Yeah. 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 Spice. And I don't even want to,
I don't mind being grain free. Like, honestly, gluten free hasn't been that big of an issue, and grain free hasn't been that big of an issue. But like, I could leave corn forever. I could leave gluten forever. Rice really bums me out. Like, I like rice. So
yeah,
I'm
sure it's okay. I just have an instinct you're going to be fine with rice.
I hope so.
You'll be fine.
Just start crying. I'm just like, my baby.
Yeah, because then you can never go out to eat again. Like, you just wouldn't be able to eat anything.
I know. It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put things over salad, but then my body doesn't really like raw vegetables. You're just like, what is this? What are you doing?
Like, you just need to train your body to eat whatever the fuck you want.
Like, when comedians like,
listening to it and tell it to listen to you.
Yeah. You listen to me. I am the person that tells you we like this. And I'm like shoving it. But yeah, I haven't slept very well because I've just like my tum-tum. But I did cheat and have bubble tea yesterday, and it was worth it.
Oh my God. That was it's so good.
That was the only thing I cheated yesterday, and it was awesome. So good. Let's get personal.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could make a 20-second phone call to yourself at any point in your life, present or future, when would you call and what would you say?
A 20-second phone call is so funny because that's so dire, isn't it? It's like, hey, whatever you do, don't. Hello?
That was
me.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to tell myself something, but
invest in yourself. Is that a company? What is that?
I mean, it's hard to think, oh, well, here's what I want to tell my future self. Cause I don't know what position my future self is going to be in. I might be super rich or dead. You know what I mean?
Also, I think I'm going,
what
am I going to my future self? Like, some therapy I just learned. Like, there's no way I'm helping my future self. I can't even help my present self. Like, what
She'll
am I
fine.
Saying? To
me? Yeah. She'll be fine. My past self could use some help.
Oh, a lot of help.
God, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I would call my past self, and I'd probably tell her to like stop being that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, at what age would I need this phone call the most? And I think probably around when I started doing comedy and I had all these rules for myself. Like, you will take 7 years to find your voice and you're not ready for last comic standing. And like, you know, like just all the shit that you tell yourself, like maybe I'd be like, oh, that's all garbage. Just put yourself out there.
Yeah. My heart says 20. I think I needed a lot of guidance at like 20. I mean, I needed guidance as a teenager too, but like, at least I was like focused on something.
That's weird. Cause like, I feel like my teenage self like knew more than my current self, like something about me back then just knew what was up. And then I stopped knowing anything.
Well, you also, if you think of it this way, when you're a teenager, it's like, you know, your family, you know, your friends, you know, the school system, like there's these systems in place that are pretty consistent for most of your life. And there's not much new you have to know or learn. You just have to be within this system, even if you hate this system. As opposed to you go off to college, you start working, you move to a new city, you meet new people, and now everything is new. These people are new, the society is new, the rules of the day are new, like everything is new. And so you want it to be new. I mean, knowing you, knowing both of us, we want it to be new and different and better and not what our previous life was, but it's still scary as all shit.
Yeah.
So there's a part of me that feels around like 2021, I'm leaving college. I didn't want to be there in the first place. I want stand-up to be full-time. I've made some good choices, but I think my internal world was just a mess. Like, I really do wish my phone call was like 2021 and it was like, none of this matters.
Yeah.
Like, just have fun and keep doing what you're doing without the cloud, like without the, like,
I probably
be like, go to therapy now.
Go to therapy now. I know. I would have. Yeah, I should have called myself and been like, you know how terrified of stand up you are? You don't even have to worry about it in like 15, 20 years. You just get good at talking to camera. What camera? I don't have a camera. You will. Everyone will.
Everybody's going to have a camera.
Don't worry about getting good at stand-up. You know how like it has caused you the most anxiety you've ever felt in your life, and like you've spent every day at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. having PTSD of the night you actually are doing comedy, so it doesn't matter if you're performing or not. You still hate yourself in your life, and it makes you want to take nervous.
You only have 20 seconds, Maria.
None of that's going to matter. What's that?
I was like, you only have 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You're talking to camera to yourself. Yeah, they've made it. They've made this question a real like. Ah!
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the start. Like, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, but like, you, I didn't know you at 2021, but I did meet you shortly after. I think. No, I met you around 2021, didn't I?
Yeah, that's like almost exactly when I met you.
I just remember you. We're always really not chill about your stand-up career. At no point were you ever like, miss go with the flow. It was always like, why? What is happening? Why can't I get this now? What's going on? I don't understand. I just remember like being outside of the Comedy Cellar and you yelling at Robert Kelly about your career. But like, it was and your eyes were so wide and like big and like, so yeah, I mean,
I yelled at a lot of people outside of comedy clubs. I know that's true.
Tell that girl to shut up. Like, just chill.
I think it's either your memory or Adrian's memory where there's like this comic that I'd known forever. It was right after I got dumped. I was really sad. I was just doing stand-up every night to like not have feelings. And he said something to me and I was like, not now. Just not. Just not. Like, I just literally was like, no. And I think it's Adrian because she thought it was the funniest thing. Cause he was annoying to everybody. And I just lost it. I was like, and he booked the show. I was like, stop. I was like, you book me and you get out of my face or you leave me alone. And he still booked me. It was pretty crazy. I wasn't very nice to him.
Some people don't mind that. Or some people actually kind of like it or something. There's something going on. It's weird.
Yeah. Cause you're like honest with him for the first time. But I was like, Jesus Christ. I forget what his name was too. But he was just like, he was
what
nice.
Did he book?
Just a lantern, like it wasn't okay. but you know, when you don't have that many spots and they book spots every night, and but I was trying to do, I was doing so many spots to like not be alone with my feelings.
Yeah.
I was like if I didn't have a spot, I was like, oh no, now I'm gonna be home crying. And that's not what I want.
Yeah, you just, yeah. Oh, I get that.
You're, I like, don't know, I don't... there's a, sorry,
you're like, I don't want anything to do with myself right now. So somebody put me on stage. I need something else to think about.
I wrote so many great jokes. It's so funny. That's the thing that sucks about like processing your emotions. Cause once I process them, I don't feel close to that joke anymore. And I really don't keep jokes around that long. Like my shelf life is like feeling better. But one of my, I remember it was one of the first times comics came up to me, but one of my, during that sad period, I wrote that joke because my ex was black, and I talked about how I got dumped and my ex was black. And it's like, I remember entering the relationship not being racist.
Right.
But I don't think I left that way. Like, it was like, like, I just loved the concept of like, what if everybody who's racist just got their heart broken? Cause that's how sad I felt. And I just thought it was such a funny concept, and I delivered it so well. And it did. And like, it was the first time comics came up to me and was like, that's a good joke. And I remember feeling so sad and being like, maybe it was all worth it. Cause I feel so sad and everybody loves this joke. But you know, I can't do it. Like, you know, can't do anything with that joke anymore. Nor do I feel anything towards it.
Is it on an album or something?
It's on nothing. And I've been trying to find it too. Just like a clip of it. Like, that's the craziest part, is like your first 10 years of your career, or at least for me, is like, it's nothing. It's, I mean, it built up who I am and it's the reason I have my career, but like, I have almost nothing tangible from it. I have a couple of clips. I bet you it's on some Caroline's tape somewhere, something on a drive somewhere.
I was thinking of doing like, just like a recording, a like 20 minute album of old jokes, just that I never did anything with.
Yeah.
Cause you do like, there's a certain fondness you have towards them. Cause you're like that girl back then, like that she didn't know what was gonna happen. She was brave. Like, I don't know. And like, her jokes, yeah, they're not like the best, but they're not bad. And you could see something and you're like, all right, like, I don't know.
I don't want them
to die completely.
Yeah, there's that part of you that's just like, okay, I don't know if I want to be known for this joke, but yeah. I am right. Proud of it. There's a cleverness to my writing when I was younger, that when I look back, both reading it and seeing it, that I'm a little bit like, look at you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this little sassy bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, I've seen some like, old tapes.
Moments with all my old writing. You're just like, oh, I didn't even know I could think back then. That's cool. That was good.
But that's exactly the perspective, is I remember starting stand-up and going, oh, all those people have opinions. I wish I had opinions. Like, I was so out of touch with myself. I didn't think I had opinions.
Yeah.
So then when I find a joke a couple of years in where it's just like a strong opinion with a really cool perspective, I was like, look at you. little baby growing out there.
Yeah.
It's so funny because the more I think about like what I would tell myself, I was such a stubborn bitch. I don't even think I would have listened to myself, let alone all the people that warned me. Like, there's so many people that gave me great advice as like in my 20s. And I was like, no, I mean, I eventually took on some of them and whatever, but it took way longer.
I can see that. Like, you're just like, oh, damn, I didn't listen to anybody. I thought I knew everything and they were all right. Like, oops. You have to find out for yourself.
But I will say this. I don't think it's because I thought I knew everything. It was because I was too scared for people to know my weaknesses. Like, here, this is going to be a really dumb example. You want somebody to tell you there's something stuck in your teeth, because there's nothing more horrifying than you spent the whole day smiling at people and you have something in your teeth. But the person that points it out you're a dick. You're like, you're mad at them. Like, you're grateful to them, but you're mad at them. Like, you want to catch it immediate. Like, that's why I feel like I have a mirror on my phone. I always have like, floss on me. Like, I want to be the one that knows about it and nobody else knows about it, and I fix it before anybody else knows about it. But when somebody points it out, I'm mad at them and I'm pissed, but I'm also grateful. And then now, like, it's like, it's a lose-lose situation. So that's how I felt about good advice. Somebody would be like, hey, it seems like you need to chill out. You fucking need to chill out. You don't know me. Like, it's just like this. And then 5 years later, I'd be like, I really needed to chill out. Like,
yeah. I mean, I wasn't ready to hear it at the time, but yes.
Yeah, and everybody saw me unchill for 5 years. Like,
it's funny. There was I was at a show the other night, and so like four of us were standing outside, comedians, and one girl had like dry skin on her. I think it was like just above her lip. And then my friend was eating a sandwich, and he was like, "You have something." Like, he points out the dry skin on her lip, but he just keeps staring at it because he's obviously so disgusted by it because he's trying to eat. But I don't think he realized he was just staring at it, like, just like the look of disgust on his face was mortifying enough for me. Like, if I was mortified and I didn't have
my skin,
but
issue.
It made me kind of go, do I have anything? Should I be worried here?
Immediately, you're like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And then and the other guy was like, oh, I wasn't going to say anything. And then I was like, I didn't actually see it. Like, I'm sorry. Or I would have said something, but I wouldn't have said something while staring in disgust and eating a sandwich.
I would have like pulled him aside and been like, hey, I think there's something, you know. Yeah. But the person that doesn't say anything, they're a dick too. Like, it's a really a lose-lose situation, because if you don't say anything, you've just allowed me to be like a person I don't want to be. Like, if you have lipstick on your teeth or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, you've just allowed me to go out in the world in a way that, you know, I don't want to go out that way. You don't want to go out that way. And then when you do say something, you're just like, it's like, fuck. Like, I now know about it. And I'm sad that we both know about it.
I know. I think I'd be more angry at the person who didn't say anything. I had my fly was all the way down when I was like, I went to go see the Book of Mormon. And I was like trying to, I was ditching everyone in line to talk to the guy to find out where I needed to be to get my tickets. So I was being a little bit pushy because the line, like there were so many people, but I just like, I just need to know which line to get into. I need to know where to go.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably talked to like several people because I was, you know, you ask people in line too, and they don't know. But and then I looked down and like my fly was all the way down on like high rise jeans. So it was like a lot.
I was going to say on high rise jeans. So it's like your whole body.
Yeah. It's my whole body. No one said a goddamn thing to me. And I was mad at each and every one of those people.
You know, there's some person that's like, this is what you get, little lady.
Yeah.
I hope you have to make a presentation.
This is why I can't be a dick, because it will always come back to me like that.
Yeah, no, this is called karma. That's exactly what that is. Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part about this question is like, I'm not going to listen. I have so many examples of not listening.
Yeah.
I have journal entries of awareness and I still didn't listen. Like, yeah. Like I do feel like there's somebody that did possess me and be like, maybe you should like chill the fuck out. And then I was like, nah.
Yeah. Squeaky wheel.
Nah. But I remember when, I mean, we've talked about it before, when I went to therapy, almost, I went right after this breakup where I got dumped. And within, I would say 4 months, everything that my ex-boyfriend very gently, very kindly was trying to help and suggest to me, my therapist said slightly less gently. And I was like, oh no. Like, it was just like, I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
I have seen the light and it took me too long and I am embarrassed. And that was like half of my depression was like, oh, he was being really kind about it and gave me such like, was so loving about it and gave me so much time. And I was just, I wouldn't see it. I couldn't see it. Genuinely like, hey, there's something in your teeth. And I was like, no, 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 no. Like,
isn't that the kind of thing that like gives me pause these days? Like if I have an issue with someone, I don't feel right immediately. I feel like I'm probably wrong. So I'd better stand back and figure out what's going on and get everyone else's opinion first. Let them tell me I'm right and being upset and then going, okay, maybe I have a right to be upset. But like, there's always like, I'm always afraid something will come up and it's just like, oh, I've seen this completely wrong. My mentally, I'm fucked up in the head and everything I say and think is always wrong. You know,
my body gets like hot, like my first, like, ah, I'm like, that can't be right. Like that needs to, like, I almost feel like there's like this override where I'm just like, all right, just let her have a conniption inside. And then it's like, all right, let me think about this clearly. Let me get intel from my friends. Let me give it some time and then we'll assess it. And if I'm still like rage, then I'm like, all right, well, at least it's a controlled rage as opposed to like typical Liz, I'll kill your family rage.
Yeah.
Oh man. I guess my biggest fear is that like, clearly there's still things I need to work on and blah, blah, blah. But my biggest fear is like, is also people not telling me, because I'm less scared of the person telling me as I was before. Before there was a lot of animosity to the person telling me because they saw me in a way that I felt vulnerable. I feel less animosity towards that person, but now I'm scared people won't tell me.
Won't tell you that you're being an asshole?
Being an asshole, causing myself pain. There's just doing something that's causing either myself or other people pain and distress, but they don't. Because what's the reason you don't tell somebody most of the time is the reaction towards you, the kill the messenger vibes. So, you know what I mean? Like when you love somebody, you're just like, well, I don't want to ruin this relationship. We don't know how they're going to react. And then when you don't know somebody, I mean, now you're like, everybody has a gun. Like, I'm not telling you if there's something in your teeth. If I don't know you, this is how I die. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I feel like both in having a close relationship with somebody and not a close relationship with somebody, bringing awareness to something somebody's not ready to deal with actually has so many downsides.
Yeah, that was actually that should have been the question. Would you rather be the messenger or the person who ignored it?
The person that ignored it always fails. You get nothing. You get nothing for ignoring it. You don't win.
They get mad at you once they find out and you didn't say anything.
Yeah. And you have to be like, oh, I was looking at my phone the whole time. But but the person that does the message, it might take years, but down the road, I think they'll eventually be like, that person was looking out.
Yeah.
Like there are people that like, I couldn't see it right away, but I'm like, that must've been really hard. Like, so a guy asked me out and I very nice, cute, very nice guy. We had gotten coffee in a non-datey kind of way. And then I could see that he was trying to make it more datey. And I said, you know, hey, you know, this area, I'm more than happy to help you, but I think this is where the train stops. Like, I don't think I want it to go any further. And he was so nice. He was just like, get it. I hear you. And honestly, I know that was probably hard to say. So thank you. But like, I didn't string him along. I didn't give him any hope, but I wasn't a dick about it. I was just like, hey, I think this is the farthest I can go in building this relationship. And when he said that, I was like, that made me, you know, not like him enough to like give him a shot, but like it did make me like him. It made me like him more. Like, that is the right way to handle that. Like, I know what I want. I know this isn't right for me. I don't want to string you along, and I'm going to say something now the nicest way I can. He's like, that must have been hard. I appreciate that. And I'm like, what a fucking, this is how mature, look at this maturity all around.
Yeah, it's all that TikTok knowledge.
Yeah, man.
All that therapy TikTok.
And my therapist. Let's give the woman I give money to.
No, I'm sorry. On his end. You've been in therapy for 8 years.
Yeah. I was like, my poor therapist. I've given her no credit. Awesome. I want to know what advice people are going to give their previous or future self. I think that's, I want some words of wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I want to know.
Yeah.
If you'd rather be the messenger or the person who didn't say anything. But yeah, write to us at 2nondoctors@gmail.com. That's the number 2doctors@gmail.com. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
There's no way I'm helping my future self.